first thing this morning. This is the third Sunday of Advent. It's called Gaudete Sunday, or Rejoicing Sunday. That's why we light a pink candle today instead of another dark blue one, because we know that our hope will be fulfilled soon. It is a break in the darkness, a beam of light to give us comfort and hope as we look ahead. It is a day of rejoicing. Christmas is coming, the day we celebrate the birth of Christ's Son, of God's Son. We can feel how close it is now. A few weeks ago, it seemed an endless amount of time away, but now that day is waiting in the wings. Only 2 weeks until the glorious day, Christmas Day. Our children and our grandchildren think of that day as a time of presence. Mine always used to wake up at 6:30 in the morning, or even earlier, and wake us up and say, "Come down, Santa has come, let's look at the presents." And we would drag ourselves downstairs to open them. The children, they want to get up early. They can't wait for that early morning wake up and the delightful chaos of unwrapping the presents. Our Christmas morning may be a little different now. In fact, at each stage of our lives, our sense of what is a gift has evolved. In our teens, we care less about what the gift is than we care about who gives it. Teenagers want stuff, we know that. They usually have a long list of rather expensive items. But that guitar that comes from Grandma isn't anywhere near as exciting as an odd book given by a girl that a young boy likes. That girlfriend who is his first love. The guitar may be one of the most exquisite, expensive items that you can find in the music store, but the aroma of romance that scents that $15 book, that's magical and priceless. In our 20s, the gift that we seek may be an engagement ring or that word yes from the person to whom we have given the ring. It might be news that we've gotten the job that we wanted, the one that will be the next step in a bright career, or admission to a graduate school program. And then we get a little bit older. And in our 30s, the gift may be the expressions on the faces of our children in that early morning present wrapping, unwrapping chaos. Or it may be the best gift of all, your spouse letting you go back to bed and catch a few more Z's while he wrangles the children. Our sense of gift evolves. It continues to change as we pass 40 and 50. Perhaps now the gift we seek is calm, or it may be a gathering of family from faraway places. It may be the sense that life is settling down, that we don't have to work quite as hard. And that's a relief, isn't it? And the years pass, and once again, the thing that we seek, the gift that we seek, changes. Suddenly, the best gift that we can receive is the gift of time. Time that now seems to be slipping away from us faster than it ever had before. And so the knowledge that we have arrived at another Christmas becomes the gift itself. Another Christmas when we can be with those whom we love. Another Christmas to do something for someone else. Another Christmas to celebrate and to rejoice. Time is precious. Another Christmas is precious. And we thank God for that gift as we celebrate it. Amen. So here we stand on this third Sunday of Advent when we are encouraged to rejoice. What shall we rejoice about? It may be as simple as this. We have survived. We may not have thought of that as a gift 20 years ago. It wasn't in our lexicon at all. But now it is very real. Neither illness nor a misdirected GRTC bus has brought us to that heavenly banquet table. We will celebrate another Christmas, and that's something to rejoice over. I don't mean to be morbid by this, but if we truly believe that each day is a gift from God, as we get older, we realize just how powerful a gift that is. We nervously joke about it. Better to be on top of the grass than underneath it. But in our hearts, we think of our mortality on earth and the gift of life that God has bestowed on each and every one of us and continues to bestow upon us. And this may be the truest gift of the season. Not those sweaters or ties wrapped up and placed under the Christmas tree, but the awareness that our lives, every day of them, are a gift from God. They're precious and sweet. Even on those days when we don't feel 100%, or when we worry that we're not particularly useful to anyone anymore. Each day is another day to thank God for what we are given. This is not to say that we should ignore the difficult bits. They are a fact of our lives, just as our less than sharp vision and crow's feet are a fact of our lives. Although perhaps another gift is that we can no longer see so well to recognize that we've got crow's feet when we look in the mirror. But we rejoice, even with the challenges that the passing of time has brought. We rejoice, and in a deeper and sweeter way than we could have a few decades ago, because we know the value of what has been given to us, and we know from whom it came. So we make a choice to rejoice. As Isaiah prophesied, we wear a garland instead of ashes. We are anointed with the oil of gladness and not the oil of mourning. We sing as Isaiah sang, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being will exult in the Lord. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Why do we rejoice? Not because of gifts underneath the tree, but because of the ultimate gift. There is someone coming, 2 weeks, someone who will bring us the greatest of gifts. We don't need another tie or box of cookies. We don't need another paperweight. What we need is what Jesus brings us, the garments of salvation. We do not know the time allotted to us. It may be decades or it may be a day. Doesn't really matter. We still can rejoice because the gift that is brought on Christmas Day is timeless. We can rejoice because Jesus was born and because he has redeemed us from our sins. We can rejoice no matter how our joints ache and our hearing dims. We can rejoice in spite of the difficulties and because of the sweetness. We are redeemed. And that is something that lasts longer than a Christmas morning. It lasts for eternity.